You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Productions, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power.
Welcome to In the Tech Know. Tomorrow's technology today with Trip and Chris.
We're exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Enhance your tech know.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Trent.
And you can join the conversation by plugging in at 1-877-932-9766.
Or you can drop us an email at show at InTheTechKnow, TechKnow.net.
Actually, we're not .net anymore. We're .com. That's right. That's right. So now we're show at InTheTechKnow.com. If you haven't checked it out, check out our new website. We just got it up since we got back from Las Vegas CES 2012, www.inthetechknow.com. And, of course, you're listening to us live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Trent, what is SOPA and PIPA, and why should you care? And is Trent into fun and games now? And who is the winner of Snag or Swag? All of that and more coming up soon, but first, we have the top tech news. What's going on in the tech news world, Trent?
Well, one of the old dinosaurs has fallen by the wayside, Chris.
Which dinosaur would that be?
Well, the photograph pioneer Kodak files for bankruptcy.
Oh, yes, yes. Let's have a moment of silence for Kodak. Now here's what's interesting, and I'll let you get back to the story. Kodak had a huge display at CES.
Yes, they did. Huge.
They had a huge display. The huge display at CES was a huge photo printer.
Yes.
So Kodak is still holding on to an old model that just doesn't work anymore, and unfortunately has caused them to file bankruptcy. Let's get into the story. This comes from Reuters.
My hand. Right. Eastman Kodak, the photography icon that invented the handheld camera, has filed for bankruptcy protection and plans to shrink significantly after a prolonged plunge of, you know, one of the best known companies.
Right.
Chapter 11 filing may give Kodak, you know, it traces back to their existence started in 1880. It may give them the ability to find someone to buy more than 1,000 of their digital patents, which is a major portion of their value. Now, here's what kills me, Chris. Kodak once dominated the film industry. And it was subject of, you know, there was a song, somebody wrote a song, Paul Simon in 1973 coined a song, Kodachrome. But because Kodak failed to embrace the technology changes and actually get on board with the digital camera, and ironically, they invented the digital camera.
It's that old saying that those who fail to adapt are doomed to extinction.
And that's exactly what happened to Eastman Kodak.
Yeah, they were in a great position for many years, and I don't understand why they were not able to embrace. I think sometimes when corporations get to a certain size, they're so set in their previous models that they refuse to move forward with the change, and digital photography just completely changed, and Kodak was known for their film. Now, Fujifilm, on the other hand, Fujifilm has actually survived well during this transition because they started to diversify their product lines and got really heavy into the digital camera business, which Kodak never did. You know, you never, even though they invented it, you never associated the name Kodak with a quality digital camera. You always associated the name Kodak with pictures. I mean, they came from such a high place where the phrase, it's a Kodak moment, became part of the American vernacular. You know, something that was amazing was a Kodak moment. And it's really sad to see, but it's also telling for other companies that you have to be able to adapt.
It's crazy. They Kodak has $5 billion in assets, $6 billion in liabilities. Now, when they filed for Chapter 11, they borrowed another $950 million from Citigroup so that they could keep operating during the bankruptcy proceeds.
Yeah. So they're not gone. They're not gone.
No, they're not gone.
They're down, and they're being counted right now. So we'll have to see if they're able to jump up for a standing eight count. For those of you that know boxing, you'll know what I'm referring to.
Exactly.
But, Kodak, the problem is Kodak bet on printing. And
yes,
so they steer their business towards both consumer and commercial printers. So if you go to the corner market to get your pictures printed from your digital camera, it's probably a Kodak system that's there. But the problem is that there are still a lot more digital pictures being taken than there are pictures actually being printed.
Correct.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and I don't know what the ratio is, but I would probably guess it's going to be about 100 to 1. Think about the number of times people take a picture with their digital camera or with their cell phone in particular. That will never see a printer. It'll see Facebook.
Never.
It'll see TwitPix. It will see
SkyDrive.
Maybe three out of 1,000 will see SkyDrive, but we digress. But it will never actually be printed on a piece of paper.
That is correct.
Kodak has just left the rest of that market wide open.
Right.
So I hope they're I hope they're able to correct. I hope they're able to steer their way through this. I really don't want to see Kodak go away. I mean, the Apollo 11 astronauts used the Kodak camera that was about the size of a shoebox to take pictures as Neil Armstrong became the first man to walk on the moon. So there's some great history in there. Now, the other issue that comes out of this is money. Pensions in particular. It remains unclear how Kodak will address its pension obligations. You know, and at a time where the market is soft, the economy is struggling, I would hate to have the Kodak pensioners not be able to receive their pensions because of what's going on with Kodak, with so many companies having failed before.
It's sad, especially when a company like that has pensions, because they promised to inject about $800 million over the next decade into its British pension plan, because most of their employees are British and from Britain.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen to the pension fund, because that pension fund has been in place since 1891, Chris.
It'll be interesting to see. Give us a call, 1-877-932-9766, if you'd like to chime in about this or anything else you'd like to talk to us about. We're always here available. It's a live show, and you're feel free to call in, interrupt anything that we're talking about, ask the Tech Pro a question or two. 1-877-932-9766. Now, speaking of adapting and changing, Apple had a press event today. Well, it wasn't really a press event. It was more of a grand presentation. You know how Apple does it. You know,
I don't know how Apple does it, so.
You should participate sometimes. You'll enjoy it. Apple is jumping into the digital textbook business. They unveiled a new digital textbook service called iBooks 2. Today, aiming at the U.S. education market and trying to quicken the adoption of the iPad in that particular sector.
of course, that's the whole, plan of attack, is to jump into the textbook era and then force everybody to get it on their iPad. Of course.
Exactly, right. Just the opposite of Kodak. So instead of sitting back and watching the world progress without them, they are getting ahead of the curve and saying, get rid of those paper books. Get with the iBooks too. Now, what makes this interesting is that the move is one that puts them into partnership with Pearson PLC, McGraw-Hill, and Houghton Mifflin Harcourts. That's responsible for about 90% of the textbooks in the United States.
Exactly.
And it also puts them in a pretty good position against Amazon, who already has dominated the electronic textbook market with about $8 billion. So the event today in New York talked about the, quote, value of the app is directly proportional to students having iPads, close quote, said Michael Gatterberg. So, quote, but this will lead to more schools adopting as a requirement. So, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a way to get into a new market and also to sell a product that they already is already pretty successful, but just to push it out even further.
Oh, you mean, in other words, they're trying to do an upsell.
Absolutely.
That's what we call it in the retail business.
Yes.
Upsell.
Yeah, that's a pretty hefty upsell, too, considering that the textbooks will be priced at about $15 a piece, whereas the iPads, the retail street price, is about $500 per iPad, although there may be a special pricing for the schools because Apple has been known to do that, pricing for schools.
I was just getting ready to say that's a perfect place for Apple to do special pricing on the iPad for students.
Yeah.
And that I don't fault them for it. As a matter of fact, that's probably, I would bet the bank that's what they're going to end up doing. Giving a school pricing just like Microsoft does with their software licensing.
Right.
If you're a student and you can validate that you are a student and in school, then you get student pricing.
Right. And Apple has always done education pricing for its equipment, including currently.
Exactly.
If you're a student, you get a different price than you would get at a retail store, as well as the education market. So even teachers get the discount price that the school would get to make personal purchases of Apple equipment. So I wouldn't imagine that this would be any different. Now, this was just introduced today, so we're going to have to do some follow-ups on this probably next week to get the full details. I know one of the things is the iBooks 2 allows you to not only add notes to your book digitally, but to share them also wirelessly. So if I make a note in my book, I can actually share it with someone else in the class, so they would have that same note in their book also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, so it's more than just another e-reader. They've actually got some other sharing functionality built into it.
Right.
We're in the techno. I'm Chris.
And I'm Trent.
And you can join the conversation by plugging in at 1-877-932-9766.
Or you can drop us an email at show@inthetechno, TECHNOW.com.
No, I better stop doing it. I'll have to send you Yahoo Buddy.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you found us, so favorite us, bookmark us, rip off the keys, and grind them into a virtual ebook. We're at TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Now, here's another interesting thing that's happened. This is late developing news.
Yes, it is.
Hot off the press. Indictment charges against Mega Upload have taken place this afternoon.
Now, Chris, let's back up for our listeners real quick. Didn't we not discuss a story last week about Mega Upload?
Actually, it was 2 weeks ago, because last week we were in the great state of the great state of Las Vegas. Yeah, I've just promoted Las Vegas to the 51st state of the Union. Yeah, we were in the great state of Nevada. But previous to that, it was funny. The story was that Mega Upload was actually suing BMI.
Right.
And now fast forward just 2 weeks later, and actually the federal prosecutors in Virginia have not only shut down MegaUpload.com, so you can't get there anymore, but they charged its founder and others with violating piracy laws. And they've also made some arrests. Now, again, this is a story that just broke this afternoon, we're still getting details on it. Updates are still coming through, but the indictment accuses the company of costing copyright holders more than $500 million in lost revenues from pirated films and other content. The indictment was unsealed today, one day after the SOPA protest and shutdown that took place yesterday. And we're going to cover that in more detail a little later in the show. What is SOPA? What is PIPA? And what does it mean for you? But just one day after this protest, the FBI unsealed this indictment against MegaUpload and has shut them down at this point. At one point, MegaUpload was the 13th most popular website in the world.
And just to let you folks know out there, MegaUpload, the CEO of MegaUpload, who is a music producer, Swiss Beatz.
Yes. Yes.
Swiss Beatz. And if you don't know who Swiss Beatz is, Google him. If I'm not mistaken, Swiss Beatz is the husband of Alicia Keys.
Yes. Are they still together?
As far as I know.
I'm pretty sure they are. I was going to say, you know how Hollywood is. And Beyonce had a baby, too. Or maybe she didn't, depends on who you ask. But, it's interesting. Now, MegaUpload has, released a statement basically saying that the majority of their business is legitimate file sharing. And that while this setback will set them back, this is not the end of MegaUpload.
Correct. Now, just to give you an idea, for all our listeners of how big MegaUpload is, they have over 150 million registered users, 50 million daily visitors, and they account for 4% of the total traffic on the internet. 4%, Chris.
Wow.
Of the total traffic on the internet. They're huge. So the Fed shut them down. You can't even get to the website. If you go to MegaUpload.com, it'll time out on you with nothing there, no how, DNS is dead, everything's gone, and they're shut down.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting is the website founder and, quote, unquote, chief innovation officer, this is not Swiss Beatz, this is someone else, was once convicted of a felony but has repeatedly denied engaging in piracy.
Right.
That's according to CNetNews.com.
Exactly. Yeah.
And now the company is Hong Kong based, so it's not American based. It is Hong Kong based. And, yes, looks like, Beatz is still married to Alicia Keys.
Okay.
And, Beatz has also declined to comment at this time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now the Department of Justice, they issued a brief statement regarding the takedown. Coordinated with police around the world, calling it amongst largest criminal copyright case ever brought by the United States. And, they listed the individuals and charged them with racketeer conspiracy, conspiring to commit copyright infringement, conspiring to commit money laundering, and two substantial counts of criminal copyright infringement. So they are going to make MegaUpload the poster child for copyright infringement.
Right. And we'll cover this a little more later because, again, this goes straight to the heart of what's going on with SOPA and PIPA, SOPA being the Stop Online Piracy Act. So I'll keep my powder dry for now.
You need a match?
Not yet, but these folks could be facing up to 20 years in prison on these charges. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio and home of Brother K, educating to liberate on conversating the AM. Get your lucky number at 11:11 a.m. Monday and Friday. Stay right there. More SOPA opera drama coming up next.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just moved through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Brooke.
Scratching at my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Blue Diamond Phillips. When your children are born, you want to give them the moon and the stars. But as they get older, their needs become more complicated. Their problems harder to solve. They're faced with decisions that can affect their future. The Boys Town National Hotline can help you guide your children through the tough times. Just call 1-800-448-3000 for a free brochure with practical tips on parenting. Because your love and support are more important than the moon and the stars. The Boys Town National Hotline.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
You're listening to In the Techno. I'm Chris.
And I'm Frank.
And you can join the conversation by plugging in at 1-877-932-9766.
Or you can drop us an email at show@inthetechno, TECHKNOW.com.
And you found us, so favorite us, bookmark us, rip off the keys, and don't send them to anybody that might think it's pirated because you may be arrested for 20 years. We're at TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world's greatest radio. Okay, Trent. So,
Yes. Let's
do this. Let's get into what is SOPA and PIPA.
Okay.
Again, most people didn't know, didn't care until yesterday.
Exactly.
And then yesterday, they kind of found out what it was because if they went to Google, yesterday was supposed to be the protest day, where sites were supposed to go dark to protest SOPA. SOPA. SOPA is the legislation that's working its way through our government. It's called the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA for short. That's going through one branch of the legislation. The other branch of the legislation is working on a parallel document called PIPA.
Right.
Protect Intellectual Property Act. Basically, both of them kind of say the same thing. It's a way, a new legislation to try to stop online piracy.
Right.
Now,
so they say.
Right. Now, a bunch of companies, major companies, have come out in protest against this legislation, including Google, Wikipedia, Facebook, Twitter. There's been a bunch of heavy hitters that Craigslist that said that they would do a blackout in protest of SOPA and PIPA on yesterday. Well, one of the developments that happened between the time that they said that and yesterday was the, I believe it was the House Republican that introduced the bill in the House, said he was no longer going to push the bill forward.
Exactly. So he said.
So with that, most people decided that the issue was dead and they would go on their merry way. Some of the companies decided that that really wasn't enough. The fact that he said he wasn't going to push it forward still meant that it was still a bill and it was still available to be acted upon. So yesterday was the great blackout. Now, to Wikipedia's credit, Wikipedia stuck to their guns and went all the way.
They turned the site off.
They turned the site off. So you would hit Wikipedia. It would look normal. You could do a search. Your search would come up, but within 2 seconds, it would black out with a message that said, this is what your internet could look like with SOPA. Other companies were supposed to participate. Facebook, not so much. Facebook.
Zuckerberg didn't.
No. Mm-hmm. Facebook was alive and well on yesterday with, all the engines churning. Now, some other sites like Google, I put theirs, it wasn't quite a protest so much as it was a sit-in.
Yes, correct.
So Google was functioning fine, but their protest was to cover up their own logo with a black bar.
Right. Now, the one site that I did notice, Chris, Wired Magazine, Wired.com.
Yes.
Their site was up, but every article that they had was blacked out, and all of the articles pertain to SOPA and what the internet would look like with the SOPA legislation in place. It was great because all the text was blacked out on everything. They were good.
Right. And in even our brand new site, intertechno.com, we made a, we kind of did a sit-in also where the site would come up with a black box over the top of the site, just to make people aware of what was going on. You could still click through it, and the site would still come up. But we did kind of join the protest.
And you did well.
Yeah,
I did the same thing on Windows Phone Concierge. We went dark also and joined the protest.
Yeah. So now, what's the justification? What's the issue with SOPA and the PIPA? Basically, it's to prevent rogue sites from sharing intellectual property and copyright. Mainly Hollywood and the music industry are the ones that are pushing this issue forward because of websites like Mega Upload. They're concerned that their music and their videos are being shared for free instead of people having to pay to access those items. So, so the intention behind it is actually a well-meaning intention. The intention is to stop online piracy, which everyone considers to be a bad thing.
Correct.
And it's also to stop people from being able to just freely share files, programs, and such, you know, to make sure that the programmers, the directors, the artists are able to make a profit off of their work.
Off of their product. Correct. That's right.
So then that begs the question then, who's opposed to SOPA? Surprisingly, most of the internet industry is. And a large portion of the internet users.
Right.
Now, the current list of opponents includes, as of November 15th, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Zynga, eBay, Mozilla, Yahoo, AOL, and LinkedIn. Now, there's a lot more. That's the short list, but those are some of the heavy hitters that actually wrote a letter to key members of the U.S. Senate saying that SOPA poses, quote, a serious risk to our industry's continued track record of innovation and job creation, as well as to our nation's cybersecurity, close quote.
Right.
Now, even the Eastern European Parliament adopted a resolution last week stressing, quote, the need to protect the integrity of the global internet and freedom of communication by refraining from unilateral measures to revoke IP addresses or domain names, close quote. Here's the problem with SOPA. Let's get into how SOPA works.
Okay.
It would allow the U.S. Attorney General to seek a court order against the targeted offshore website that would in turn be served on internet providers in an effort to make the target virtually disappear, which is why they originally called it a death penalty for the internet. More specifically, Section 102 SOPA says that after being served with a removal order, quote, a service provider shall take technically feasible and reasonable measures designed to prevent access by its subscribers located within the United States to the foreign infringing site or portion thereof that is subject to the order. Such actions shall be taken as expeditiously as possible, but in any case within 5 days after being served with a copy of the order or within such time as the court may order.
Right. In other words, shut it off, flip the switch, make it disappear.
Right, right. And this is and this is where the intellectual property holders are pushing for this, whereas some of the internet service providers and large companies are pushing against it because of that specific language that basically says that as soon as it happens that they have to take technically feasible, expeditious actions to block those IP addresses, which means that they could then be liable under this new bill if they don't respond as fast as the Attorney General would expect them to.
Correct.
Now, here's the other problem with this. The other problem with this is that what you now have then is you now have guilty until proven innocent.
Proven innocent. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And that's the real danger with SOPA and PIPA. SOPA and PIPA, how are they different than the earlier Senate bill? Protect IP targeted only domain name system providers, financial companies, and ad networks, not companies that provided internet connectivity. But SOPA is so much broader that even some companies who liked it or at least weren't, you know, opposed to it didn't know exactly how to react to it. Verizon is one that they still don't know which side of the fence they're falling on. And AT&T's executives say they're supportive of the general framework, but they're, quote, working constructively with Chairman Smith and others towards a similar end in the House.
Right, exactly. And, you know, on that same note, if I'm not mistaken, Yahoo pulled off and pulled out of one of the House committees because of their protest for against SOPA.
Yes, yes. Because, well, one of the things is that the House and the Senate, the way our current politics are structured, don't necessarily know everything that they're pushing and promoting.
Exactly.
With the way that our system works, with the influence of lobbyists and major corporations, a lot of times these bills are actually written by the industry. It's written by the industry and then presented to the members of Congress to move forward. And because this thing was so heavy-handed, there's been a lot of protest against it, and even some members of the House and the Senate really don't understand what in the world this means. As a matter of fact, John Stewart did a funny little montage on it about the fact that they were saying, let's bring in the nerds to explain to us exactly what this means. And they used the term several times, and, you know, it's funny for John Stewart, but even John Stewart said, why do you keep calling these folks nerds? Why don't you say, let's bring in the experts instead of saying, let's bring in the nerds? You know, it's a bit insulting, but it's the fact that they don't really know what it is. And so because of that, they're kind of stuck in the dark. Trit.
Yeah.
Gospel Hour with Minister Ronald Harrison encourages believers in their faith walk through the biblical word of God, prayer, and some wonderful classic gospel music. Broadcast live every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TalkTainmentRadio.com. And you can join the conversation anytime. If you have something to say, a question about SOPA or PIPA, plug in at 1-877-932-9766. Or you can drop us an email at show@isatechno.com.
Now, here's the thing that gets me, Chris. Here's my question. Are there free speech implications to SOPA?
I would say absolutely. Here's the problem. What I was alluding to, the problem with this is that you're guilty until proven innocent. There's only one other system in our country where that exists, and that's our tax code. If the IRS accused you of tax fraud, you have to prove that you're innocent. This would be the same thing. You would have to actually prove that you're innocent of copyright infringement to undo what has been done. Now, here's the other part. Obviously, by what happened today with Mega Upload, there are already procedures in place. There are already means available to the industry to protect copyright holders. So again, this is not a protest of saying everything should be free. You know, we put in a lot of work for our show that we produce, and we wouldn't expect, you know, people to just use it and call it their own.
Right.
So for that reason, we can empathize with the copyright holders, the intellectual property holders. The problem is that you create a whole new bureaucracy, and you create a club that can be used offensively against people just to force them out of business. Now, there have been copyright debates that have gone on all the time. One of the most prominent ones was actually the 2Live Crew.
Two Live
Crew had a song, Screwed in the USA.
Right.
Okay, it was based on Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA. Right.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen was not happy about it for obvious reasons, and his record company wasn't either, so they sued the 2Live Crew. This went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court decided that the 2Live Crew song was protected speech under the parody laws. So there was no copyright violation. That's our judicial system working the way that it should.
Sure.
Okay?
That's right. Absolutely.
What this would have meant was, in that particular situation, that 2Live Crew would have been considered guilty until proven innocent versus innocent until proven guilty, which means that the song would not have been heard by anybody else at that point until the Supreme Court decided that it was okay. So it would have been 3 years of no one even being able to hear or experience the song while the fight was going on. That's what SOPA would do. SOPA would say that now, if I put up a video of my dog chasing its tail, and in the background happens to be Spider-Man on TV, then Sony could shut my entire website down for copyright infringement.
Exactly.
Now, of course, they'll say, oh, we would never do that, but that's how broad the powers are, and they may say that now, but who's to say in the future they may not decide that based upon copyright law and trademark law, if you don't protect your copyright, if you don't protect your trademark, you could lose it. So the next thing you'll know, they'll be saying, we have to do this. The law says we have to do it. We have to shut down your website if we want to protect our copyright or our trademark in the future.
Exactly.
So the way the current laws are written, they would have to go after every single entity that does it in that matter, and all of them would then be facing a guilty until innocent situation.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's not a good thing, because this country is founded on you are innocent until proven guilty.
Right, right. Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay started a website called Pirate Bay. They basically said, hey, we're a bunch of pirates.
Yes.
The legal system worked for Pirate Bay. They were shut down, and they had to reorganize their whole structure. And it was international law, so you're not even talking U.S. law. This was international law that worked against Pirate Bay, who was an international entity. So, again, we have laws, we have processes in place that are already designed to deal with this. We don't need this new spiky club that the U.S. legislation is trying to push through. All it can do is cause us more problems.
Hey, I agree. I agree with you 100%.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world's greatest radio is on the move with your smartphone or tablet device. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and check out the blogs or podcasts. Listen live and participate at 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. Trent takes a break from productivity. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go. For those of you that's on the go, you can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR. And enjoy our podcast for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Job School Day students, community, high seven the classroom, thousand America attendance. Quit variety day of reasons. Job like to get, baby raise, relative help and elderly. Happening local on, it's a level. Catastrophe, it's a national.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. It doesn't make sense to us either. We can keep students in school. Visit boostup.org and take the first step. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, realize check mechanism.
I should kill O'Neal for rat. It's not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
This is Salif Diarra, a local health worker in a remote village in Mali, West Africa. This is Mori, a child who survived malaria because of Salif's efforts. This is Bintu, a grateful mother, one of many in Salif's village. This is you, becoming part of the story. Help local health workers like Salif make the good go even further. Visit goodgoes.org to see the many ways you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
7,000 high school students drop out every school day. Stack their desks one atop the other, and it's a pile more than 17,000 feet high. Go to boostup.org and learn how you can help. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Kurt.
And you're listening to In the Techno, tomorrow's technology today. You can plug in and join the conversation. 1-877-932-9766.
Or you can drop us an email at show at In the Techno, TECHKNOW.com.
That's right. We're .com now. But we're also on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Trent. A little bird told me that while you were in Las Vegas, that you snuck off to a secluded location to have some fun that you can only have in Las Vegas and that no cameras were allowed. What's up with that?
I won't confirm nor deny the fact that I was at the Four Seasons.
In the presidential suite, no less.
In the presidential suite with a bunch of Microsoft Xbox people.
Yes.
And we were actually playing the game Mass Effect 3 that comes out March the 6th.
Yes.
For Xbox and Kinect.
I was there too. As a matter of fact, if you go to inthetechno.com, open up a new browser. Do not close the browser that you're listening to us now. Open up a new, go that file new browser. If you go to inthetechno.com, we have a video posted. If you fast forward in the YouTube video to 43 seconds and pause, ignore the person that's at the front of your screen, but if you look to your right, it's the back of my head in the shadow. That's me.
That's true.
Now, who's the guy up front?
That would be me.
That would be you.
That would be me.
Yeah.
The guy out front.
Now, I have to admit, your minions came through this time. This was cool. This was cool. Mass Effect 3, for those of you who don't know, it's a third-person shooter. It's not truly a first-person because you're kind of looking over the shoulder of your character, but it's correct, a third-person, very similar to the first-person shooter. It's not just for the Xbox. It's actually for the Xbox, the PS3, and they'll have a PC version of it also.
But the question
is it better on the Xbox with Kinect?
It is definitely better with Kinect.
Why?
And the reason why is because, okay, Mass Effect 3 is a shooter game, and you have a squad. It's yourself, and you have two other squad members.
Yes.
That are with you throughout the adventure through Mass Effect 3. Now, you can control the other two members of your team easily as speaking commands to them and telling them what to do. And this is where the Kinect comes into play, because it recognizes voice commands and the characters do exactly what you tell them to do in your squad.
Right. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with the franchise, Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2, you have this control over your squad members. In Mass Effect 3, it's Liam and James that you control. But what you had to do is you had a wheel. So you kind of had to pause the game, and you had to pick their action you wanted them to perform from the wheel. Once it was selected, it would go back to the gameplay, and they would perform that action. But again, even if you're really quick on your thumbs, you had to kind of pause. And even with Mass Effect 3, if you play it on the PlayStation 3, or if you play it on the PC, you will still have that exact same interface.
That is true.
Now, with the Kinect, again, you just say, James, Carnage. Now, Carnage, if you've not seen it,
it's the ultimate death wish.
Yeah. It basically blows the opponent to little small giblets. They're not even pieces.
They explode, and body parts and blood go all over the place.
Now, the fun part is to do combination moves. You could tell Leanne Singularity. Leanne. So you tell Leanne Singularity, and it puts them in this suspended animation. They kind of float.
You follow that up
with a James Carnage.
You've got a deadly combination of your enemy suspended in air in this globe, and then they explode.
Just little giblets. Now here's the thing. Now, since they posted the video, which features Trent from In the Techno pretty prominently, and then me in the shadow in the background, if you pause it 43 seconds and look real closely, there's been a lot of chatter and feedback, especially on some of the comments pages, where people have asked the question, you know, well, why can't you just do that with a microphone? You know, the PCs have a microphone. You can get a microphone headset for the PlayStation 3. Why can't you do that with those? Well, the answer is that the Kinect actually has advanced speech recognition built into its architecture.
That's
what makes this difference, and that's why it's not available, because some people were kind of upset. They thought it was maybe a gimmick that Microsoft had. Oh, wait a minute. What am I doing?
Ladies and gentlemen,
what happened?
Tiffany has gone off.
I knew I should not have. I should not have drinking that Kool-Aid in the presidential suite. It's got me here saying good things about Microsoft.
And he's smiling about it. And we even gave Chris a copy of Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, they did. Oh, and we'll post the t-shirt later. We've got to get pictures of the exclusive t-shirt. It was given exclusively to the group that were in attendance in Las Vegas. And we still have to do the snag or swag giveaway.
Now, before we do that.
Yes.
The Mass Effect 3 t-shirt is not in the bag.
No, not the exclusive.
At least mine's not.
Not the exclusive t-shirt. Now, there is a gray t-shirt. It's a Mass Effect 3 t-shirt. That's in the bag.
Yes, it is.
There's also a 8 gigabyte thumb drive from Samsung, and that's okay. In the bag also.
Okay.
So, what we're gonna do is we'll actually give away, two of those. We'll give away two because what happened was we extended the contest because, last week while we were in Las Vegas, we didn't have time to get everything we wanted to get before our show aired. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna make those available today. So,
and if I'm not mistaken, Chris, I think there's something else in the bag as well.
Let me reach in the bag and see what's in there. What's that, Trent?
That's a T-shirt.
Which T-shirt is that? I don't recognize those little crazy symbols.
Well, it says I love Windows Phone.
Oh, one of those things. One of those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we'll give one of those, toss that in the bag, and we'll also give away a I Love Windows Phone T-shirt.
Okay. So what we need to do then is we need to pick from, we've got our random number generator here, so we're going to pick from the followers of In the Techno. We just said that all you have to do is be a follower of In the Techno. And we've got you all numbered one through all of our followers. Hold on here. And the number is coming up with, looks like Bo Matthews. So Bo Matthews is our first winner. What we'll do is we'll contact Bo by email and we'll give Bo the first choice of those items. So Bo.
Congratulations, Bo.
Congratulations, Bo. You're our first winner. And winner number two is, drum roll please, looks like it is Social Class Alexandria.
Okay.
You are the second winner, so we'll contact those by email. And
congratulations,
yeah,
Social Class.
And she'll get to pick the second one. And what we may do is we may come back next week and do a third one. Since we had three things in the bag, we give away two of them. Those two will have first choice, and then the third one, which is all of them are good choices, we'll give away again next week. So,
okay, congratulations to all the winners of Snag Our Swag live from Las Vegas.
Yes.
All right.
So, I don't know what happened. I don't know how you tricked me into doing that, speaking well of Microsoft. But I'll go ahead and finish. So the Kinect has advanced voice recognition built in. So because it's built in, it allowed the Mass Effect programmers to not have to spend a lot of time focusing on that. So their efforts were focused on gameplay since the Kinect is able to handle that voice recognition all on its own. So it really is a lot faster. But again, go to inthetechnonow.com. Check out the video. Pause it.
See my cameo appearance.
Pause it
at
43 seconds. Ignore the person at the front of the camera.
No.
But look to the right, in the shadow, the back of my head, that's me.
You know, I will say, hats off to the Xbox VIPs and to all of the guys at Expert Zone that put that gathering together.
Yes.
They did it top notch. And you know, that's, for those of you that are in sales, whether you work for Best Buy or whoever, even if you're in cell phones, if you go to expertzone.com, sign up for the training. It's free. You can sign up, take training classes on PCs, on software, on Xbox gaming, on Windows Phone. It's all free. You can win cool prizes, and it's really a good place for us like-minded people to gather.
Yeah,
about the product.
And as hard as it is for me to say it, Microsoft really did treat us well. Including that Kool-Aid that they gave me at the event. It really was pretty cool.
I didn't see nobody twisting your arm.
Well, it was the Kinect. The Kinect was twisting my arm. It was controlling my mind and making me have fun.
Yeah. See, folks, that right there was part of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And we couldn't broadcast live, so we found a video clip to post it. So, like
right.
I said.
But I waited to tell Chris that we were going to this event till after we landed in Vegas. Because I was going to make sure that he wasn't going to broadcast this live
Well, because it was an exclusive event, they would not allow us to have any type of cameras, cell phones, or anything, or else I would have broadcast you live. But out of, you know, respect for the event, I left all of that behind, and I think they did a pretty good job of covering it, so
they did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Hats off again to Xbox and the Xbox VIPs for that particular event.
Yeah, yeah, and now we're going to have more CES updates. Check intotechno.com. Again, that's our new website. We're now .com. If you try to go to the .net, it'll just redirect you to the .com. So, you know, we're moving up in the world. We're a .com now. We're legitimate. We've got a couple of the videos posted. We're going to be continuing to post some of the videos, the interviews. You'll also want to check out Windows Phone Concierge. Trent has some videos from some of the interviews that we did there. It was really good show. I was surprised that there wasn't a lot more innovation. Again, a lot of it seemed to focus more on celebrity branding than innovation. They're still pushing 3D TV. So we did
Exactly.
We took a look at one of the 3D TVs without glasses. It's still a developing product. It still needs a whole lot of work. Headphones were dominating. Yeah, yeah, celebrity endorsed headphones. I'll try to get the Justin Bieber video up this week with Justin Bieber dancing with the robot.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we were not able to get the Dennis Rodman interview. Once we got to Las Vegas, they pushed the interview back by an hour, which interfered with our live broadcast time. So we were not able to get that interview. But, Dennis, if you're listening, call me. Call me.
Yeah.
Just email me, www.intotechno.com or chris@intotechno.com. Yeah, that's the new thing. Our email addresses are chris@intotechno.com and trent@intotechno.com. Same names, just we're .com now. If you mess up and send it to .net, we're still checking those occasionally, but we're going to start moving over to the .com. So, it was a great show. Just a lot of work that needs to be done with the videos. We got a couple of them up. The iPad mount for the car is up on intotechno.com, so you'll want to go check that out. Again, the Mass Effect 3 demo is up. If you fast forward to 43 seconds, pause, ignore that person in the front, and to the right, in the shadows, it's the back of my head. I'm famous. I'm famous now. Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody has their 15 seconds of fame.
Absolutely.
And I think you had actually two. So I owe you 13.
Thank you. I want my 13. So what did we learn today, Trent?
We learned that when people come together to protest against something they truly believe in, it will die.
Yes. SOPA is bad for so many reasons on so many levels.
And the other thing I learned, Mass Effect 3 is fantastically much better with Kinect.
Yeah, I may have to actually go out and get a Xbox 3 with Kinect just to experience it.
Oh.
Yeah. And you will definitely want to hang around for Three Voices. Apparently, their toss around today is technology-based, so we're going to hang around to see what it is they have to talk about.
Uh-oh.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Trent.
Until we
reboot.
You've been updated.
You've been listening to In the Techno, Tomorrow's Technology Today with Trent and Chris. You can download this or any of our previous podcasts at TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Thank you for listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network.
And TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.
Radio, the way it should be heard.